Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now, 8 o'clock on Fox 50, we're following breaking news. A six-month-old baby airlifted to the hospital overnight after being shot. Who else officers found injured?
And it's beautiful outside. We have gorgeous blue skies. Our temperatures are cold this morning, but I'll show you what's changing with our forecast to bring our temperatures up.
And with Christmas on Monday, you may be anxiously tracking your packages. What major retailers are doing this year to get them to your doorstep on time? Gotta get moving on that. Good morning, everyone. It is 8 o'clock. We'll lay out those shipping deadlines for you, as well as how it's feeling out there. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I was one of those tracking my shipments this morning. I'm like, please make it on Monday, please. Maybe Sunday, because then I can wrap it, but we'll see.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no deliveries on Sunday, so yeah. It's going to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It's cold out there.
It is cold out there. This is a look at our wind chill. It dropped to 14 in Roxborough. It's 25 in South Hill, 24 in the Triangle, 22 Fayetteville, 23 Southern Pines, 30 in Goldsboro. Has been one of the warmer spots that we've seen so far this morning. Skies are clear everywhere. Again, it's 28 in the Triangle. Our wind is out of the north at 3 miles per hour. That's the big change that we're seeing this morning as compared to yesterday and the day before. We were looking at some breezy conditions. So our wind speeds right now, 7 in Fayetteville. That's what's making it feel so chilly. And it doesn't take much. I mean, the wind is 3 miles per hour and it's dropped that feels like temperature all the way down to 14, 5 miles an hour in Rocky Mount, 3 miles an hour in Goldsboro. So winds are pretty light, but it's making a big difference. It feels like 24 in Rocky Mount, again, 14 in Roxborough, 22 Fayetteville, 29 in Clinton. It's a cold start out there. Our temperatures this afternoon go ahead the other direction. Highs were in the low 40s yesterday. We're looking at low 50s this afternoon, and that begins a warm-up that will last for several days. It's not a huge warm-up, but I'll show you what to expect all the way through the Christmas holiday coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. It is 8:02. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning, and we have breaking news on I-40 eastbound, an earlier crash that is causing some pretty big backups. Lots of red on our sensors there, right there near the Durham Freeway, where the Durham Freeway connects with I-40 east. Seeing those big backups right now, and here's our live look at I-40 at Davis Drive. Right there is where you see all of that congestion that's starting to form. Give yourself at least 20 extra minutes in that area. Work to confirm exactly what those backups will, how long those backups will stay out there. 4 minute delay on I-40 westbound. If you're trying to get to US 1 from I-40 corridor right there south from the Johnson County area, 4 minute delay. It's really seeing some normal backups that we see this time of morning. Here's our live look at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. Not seeing any incidents out there that are causing any of these backups, just normal brake tapping out there. We'll keep an eye on it, though.
Brett, thank you. We are following breaking news out of Fayetteville, where a six-month-old was shot overnight. WRO's Kelsey Coffey is live outside UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill to where that baby was airlifted. Kelsey, what else can you tell us?
Renee, such a sad story here. That six-month-old baby is here at UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill. And the two shootings, the man and the baby, are connected to the same location. We'll get to that in a moment here. But around 9:40 last night, police were sent to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville. That's where the man that was shot, that's where he was being treated. The investigation led police to Nicky Avenue. You should see that on the map on your screen. It's about 10 minutes away from the hospital in Fayetteville, and when police got there, they found that six-month-old shot. So we're working to get an update on the man and the baby's condition. We're also asking police if they know anything about a shooter and whether these two incidents are related. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And a person is on the run this morning after shooting a man in the face in Raleigh. This all happened at an abandoned home on Old Wake Forest Road around 6:45 last night. Police believe both people were living inside that home. The man who was shot walked to a nearby shopping plaza where he was found by police. Officers had Old Wake Forest Road closed down during this investigation. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital, and police know who they're looking for but have been unable to track that person down. We're learning more this morning about a fire in Durham overnight. We first brought you the story as breaking news in the WRAL Live Center at 11. Fire crews responded to Laurel Drive for a report of a commercial structure fire. We now know that it was a garage on fire with flames throughout the building. The Durham Fire Department was able to knock the fire out in 10 minutes. No one was hurt. Former President Donald Trump may not be on the ballot in all 50 states for the Republican primary. The Colorado Supreme Court has made the historic decision to bar Trump from appearing on ballots there. Justices deemed Trump ineligible because of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. They say that disqualifies him under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Trump's campaign says it will file an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court.
North Carolina elections officials shot down a challenge that would have taken Trump off the ballot here. A voter from Stokes County filed the complaint, similar to Colorado, arguing Trump should be disqualified because of his actions during the January 6th attack. A previous challenge to Trump's status on the North Carolina ballot was voluntarily dismissed in September. President Joe Biden will not face competition here in the 2024 primary. The North Carolina Democratic Party requested that only his name will show up on the ballot in March. They tell WRL no other Democrats have been campaigning in North Carolina. Two Democratic challengers, Marianne Williamson and Dean Phillips, have been running national campaigns. They could still sue to get on the ballot here. A man is in custody this morning after crashing into a Wake County deputy's patrol car while trying to get away from a traffic stop. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The chase started yesterday afternoon around 2 on Pede Road in Raleigh. It stretched into Durham, where 59-year-old Philip Spence was arrested. Authorities say Spence had an active warrant for his arrest on felony gun charges. No one was hurt.
Raleigh police are looking for leads about who killed a man on I-440 as he headed home from work. We are working to learn more about Robert Williams, who was shot and killed on Sunday. He was known as a talented handyman with a company called Rob's Remodeling. Detectives found his white van with two bullet holes on I-440. Police have said they're looking for the driver of an SUV, but have not given many details. A friend of Williams, who did not want to share her name, talked with us about her grief.
I still am a little in shock, just because he is just the kindest person. And for him to be taken away, you know, from something like this, it just seems like so much injustice.
RPD interviewed the driver of the SUV, but detectives are still looking for more witnesses. Police are asking anyone who may have information to come forward.
New this morning, a deal on immigration and national security will not happen this week. You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol, where Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made that announcement last night. They say it will take weeks for them to reach a deal. Schumer says the Senate is now pushing negotiations over the larger national security package with aid for Ukraine and Israel to early next year. This week, the White House warned that an aid package scheduled for Ukraine later this month will be the country's last this year without a deal from Congress.
A nonprofit group in Rocky Mount will give out food today for people who need help during the holidays. Ripe for Revival will pack 3,000 boxes of food for holiday meals today at Rocky Mount Mills. This is video from a previous year's event. Volunteers will be packing the food for other nonprofits to give out to families this afternoon.
Lava spewing hundreds of feet into the air, flowing at a rate of 66,000 gallons per second. The major volcanic eruption in Iceland that is now decreasing, but concerns about toxic gases are growing.
And last minute shoppers, you may be in luck how major retailers are ramping up shipping speeds to help get packages to you just in time for Christmas.
Yesterday's highs were only in the low 40s. We're going to jump on up into the low 50s and continue our warm up all the way into the holiday. I'll show you when we do have a good chance for rain coming up.
Welcome back on your chilly Wednesday morning. A beautiful live look over Raleigh. I mean, it is gorgeous outside, but it is cold out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look around town. Wherever you go, you need to bundle up this morning.
It looks beautiful. We have gorgeous blue skies everywhere. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, they're right in front of our newsroom. Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Nothing but beautiful sunshine. But of course, it is cold. The temperature is on the left and the wind chills on the right. So we're looking at upper 20s right now in the triangle, but it feels like 24. If feels like 14 in Roxborough. It's 25 in South Hill, 23 in Southern Pines. It feels like 22 in Fayetteville and 24 in Rocky Mount. So it's definitely a cold start out there. High pressure has kept things dry the last few days, and that's going to keep things dry for the next few days as well. With the high just to our west, we're seeing more of a northerly flow that's keeping things chilly, but that high will slide eastward, and that's going to allow the winds to shift to southerly. That will start our warm up this afternoon, about 10 degrees warmer this afternoon, and we'll continue to add to it for the next few days. The next system is moving onshore back here in California. This is going to be a system that is likely to arrive the day after Christmas. Now, it hasn't even moved onshore completely yet, so there's a lot that we'll learn about this as it moves across the country. This is where we have a lot of sensors that collect data about storms. All that goes into our computer models. We get a much better idea of how it may behave. So over the next few days, this is likely to change, but it's nice to give people a heads up because Tuesday and Wednesday of next week may be travel days for a lot of folks. This is going to be Sunday at 5 p.m. So we're looking at partly cloudy skies on Sunday for Christmas Eve. We'll see clouds thickening up though for Christmas Day. Both days likely to be in the 50s. This is Monday at 6 p.m. So Christmas night at 6 p.m. Cloudy skies with rain not far from us, just back across parts of the mountains and the foothills. And then overnight that rain moves in. It's likely to be wet on Tuesday morning with the heaviest rain starting say mid-afternoon Tuesday through about the middle of the day on Wednesday. This one looks like it could be a soaker for us, but again, we're going to learn a lot more about it as it moves across the country and we collect a lot more data for the computer models. It looks like we could see anywhere from an inch to maybe 2 inches of rain, but again, those numbers may change. Again, just to let you know, it looks like it's going to be a considerable amount of rain. Partly cloudy for Christmas Eve and 56, mostly cloudy Christmas Day with a chance of a sprinkle late in the day and then rain overnight. 58 for the high on Christmas Day. We're looking at mild temperatures as the system comes through. Tuesday's high 59. Overnight lows are in the upper 30s, so it does not look like anything frozen for us, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Breaking news out on I-40 eastbound near the Durham Freeway. An earlier crash that continues to linger out there and cause some pretty significant backups. You can see there's plenty of red here on all of our sensors. Some red on that on-ramp from the Durham Freeway itself onto I-40 eastbound. Here's our live look at 40 at Davis Drive. Once you get past the Durham Freeway and over to Davis Drive, you're in the clear, so that's good news. Our live look at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. That was an earlier trouble spot that we were continuing to monitor. It looks like things have cleared up down there as well, all the way across I-40 from that 440 and 40 interchange over to US 1. You're in the clear, all green on our sensors at this point.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we want to update you on a story we just brought you in our newscast about 5 minutes ago. And this is a story we've been following all morning. This, for the first time, we're seeing the picture of Philip Spence. He's 59 years old. He's now facing a list of charges, including drug possession and possession of a firearm by a felon. So let me take you back to what happened. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Spence crashed into a Wake County deputy's patrol car while trying to get away from a traffic stop. That chase stretched into Durham, and it was happened on Pede Road in Raleigh. No one was hurt. Of course, look for WRAL to cover this story and follow up on it when Spence makes his first court appearance.
Ken, thanks. The volcano that erupted this week in Iceland continues to spew lava and toxic gases into the air. Here's a live look. You'll see a splash of lava there. Not quite as dramatic as earlier days. Authorities in Iceland say the lava flow has diminished to only about a quarter of what it was when the volcano erupted Monday. The toxic gases remain a concern, however, and pollution from the eruption could reach the capital city of Reykjavik today. The volcano is about 2 miles from the town of Grindavik. People evacuated the town weeks before the eruption when tremors first began. Now they don't know when they'll be able to return home. All roads into the town remain closed, except for the authorities who are working in the danger zone.
Parents in Florida are outraged after kids at a daycare were made to reenact the arrest of Rosa Parks. The parents of a 2-year-old say their child was restrained by another child in a police uniform and fingerprinted as part of the reenactment. They believe their daughter is the only black child in the class. After they saw the photos, the parents pulled their daughter out of that daycare. Officials say the play happened spontaneously during a lesson and was not part of authorized curriculum.
The FAA is getting an extension on its authority to address airport planning, equipment, operations, and safety. senators passed the short-term extension in their final vote of the year. It had been held up by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who wanted negotiations on border security to happen first. The extension maintains the FAA's authority until March 8th as Congress works on new legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill also gives the FAA more funding during the busy holiday travel season. A skunk in Orange County has tested positive for rabies. That's according to Orange County Animal Services. Officials say the animal was seen around Coal Mill Road and Umstead Road in Durham on December 15th. People called animal control after they say the skunk was behaving strangely and aggressively.
Legendary broadcaster Jim Nance and former Carolina Panthers Steve Smith Sr. are among this year's inductees into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. Nance, a three-time Emmy Award winner and five-time National Sportscaster of the Year, is a Charlotte native. He spent 32 years as the lead play-by-play announcer for NCAA basketball coverage. And Steve Smith Sr., he played 13 seasons with the Panthers. He remains the franchise's all-time leader in touchdowns, receptions, and receiving yards. This year's ceremony is in May in Charlotte. Well, getting your gifts shipped in time for Christmas can be a real big challenge, especially if you've waited until the last minute to click buy. This year, though, retailers are making it easier for those late shoppers. Krista Mayo finds out why.
With the countdown to Christmas ticking away,
Christmas bells are ringing.
The race is on for those who still have to buy last-minute gifts. If you're ordering something online, you might be anxiously tracking your purchase to see if it will arrive before the 25th. But this year, retail experts say you may be in luck, citing how major companies have been increasing their delivery speeds to help get packages to your doorstep in time for Christmas.
Amazon, Walmart, and Target have all been working to increase their shipping speeds this year. For Walmart and Target in particular, it's more about narrowing the gap that currently exists between them and Amazon.
So, how are they trying to pull off this holiday magic?
Amazon has a new distribution model, which currently basically splits the country up into eight regions. And what that does, according to the company, is get items to customers faster because a lot of the products are shipped from warehouses in those specific areas.
Amazon says the strategy not only ramps up shipping speeds, but also leads to lower prices because there's fewer facilities and workers handling the products. Walmart and Target are also improving the efficiency of their warehouses.
Walmart fulfills online orders from its stores across the country. Last month, the company said it would be adding 40 parcel stations to stores in nine different states. And they say these are basically like mini post offices that handle online orders and get them out to consumers faster. Target announced a $100 million investment in sortation centers. And these are basically warehouses that get online orders for Target deliveries and get them out to consumers faster.
Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
If you're looking for a last-minute gift for the home chef in your life, we have some ideas for you. Five on Your Side is taking a look at some of Consumer Reports' top-tested gifts for the kitchen. Some of them include the right chef's knife or the perfect wooden cutting board. And if your foodie has a flair for fried foods, you can help them out turn out healthier versions of favorites with an air fryer, such as the Chefman AccuFry.
If you're shopping for someone who already has an air fryer, things like bakeware add-ons are great for an air fryer because they let you make things that you couldn't normally make in the regular basket.
You can get a full breakdown of all the best options by finding this story on the 5 on Your Side page on WRL.com.
Heads up for those of you who like to plan ahead. Wake County is accepting Christmas trees after the holidays once again. The recycling program turns donated trees into mulch that helps keep the county's parks and trails looking good. You can drop off your undecorated tree between December 26th and January 28th. There are eight locations across the county. You can find the one nearest to you online. Last year, over 4,800 trees were dropped off and turned into 83 tons of mulch.
Christmas looks merry indeed at the Salvation Army of Wake County. The organization kicked off its annual toy distribution yesterday for more than 7,600 families. You can see the thousands of toys collected for the Angel Tree program. It provides clothing and toys to local children, a lot of bikes as well. Major Charles Whiten says the program unites the entire community this time of year.
It has been going on since June. And this is sort of the celebration time to know these kids will know that our community cares, that there's hope and love and joy in this world, and we want them to share in that when they open those presents on Christmas morning.
Just imagine their faces on Christmas morning. If you're not familiar with the Angel Tree program, generous community members select angels, children in our community, and then purchase gifts for those children that they've said they've won. Keeping the security line moving at the airport, the new technology that looks like self-checkout lines at the grocery store. And you still have time to ship Christmas gifts, but expect to stand in some long lines today, the deadlines to get packages under the tree on time.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. We're one day from the official start of winter, and already it feels like winter. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at how our Wednesday is shaping up.
Yeah, one more day of fall, but yeah, temperatures are in the 20s out there. It's beautiful. That's a live look at Apex with plenty of sunshine. The wind chill is in Raleigh 24. We're back to 21 in Roxborough. The wind chill's 23 right now in South Hill and 22 in Fayetteville. So it feels like low to mid 20s across most of the area. So it's chilly right now for exercise, but the afternoon temperatures will be about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday as we climb into the low 50s, and that begins a warm-up that will last at least a little bit all the way into the weekend. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Most of our trouble spots out on the roadways have improved at this point. 440, the Beltline looking good, and I-40 south of Raleigh looking good. But I-40 eastbound, an earlier crash near the Durham Freeway and Davis Drive. That's where we're still continuing to see some pretty big backups that are lingering. I got a new camera here, I-40 at NC-55. You can see some of that traffic that really has started to build. Give yourself about 10 to 15 extra minutes. Once you get to Davis Drive past the Durham Freeway, you are in the clear, Renee.
Brett, thank you. A six-month-old child is in the hospital in Chapel Hill after being shot in Fayetteville. Police say they first went to the hospital in Fayetteville last night around 9:30 to check out a man who had been shot. That led them to Nicky Avenue, where they found the baby. Police are looking for a man who they say shot another man in the face. They say it happened at an abandoned house on Old Wake Forest Road in Raleigh around 6:45 last night. The man who was shot walked to a nearby shopping plaza where he was found by police. Next on Fox 50, the shipping deadlines today to get packages under the tree on time. And up next on Today, the band Portugal the Man share their story of their daughter's fight against a rare illness.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's not as windy as yesterday, but we still have a wind chill making it feel like low to mid 20s in most places. I'll show you when the temperatures will finally start to warm up.
And we're following breaking news, the shooting that left two injured, including a six-month-old child who needed to be airlifted to UNC Medical Center. Plus, keep your kids busy when they are on winter break. WRAL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some fun and free ideas. Maybe ice skating, not free, but that would be fun to do.
Beautiful.
As well. I know, so festive. And the temperatures are feeling festive out there as well. Thanks for sticking with us on this Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, definitely festive, definitely cold out there. Another day where you kind of run from your car to wherever you need to be. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, I know you had your heavy coat on today.
I did. I got my big, giant, puffy coat, which I'm so thankful for, certainly. Speaking of running, boy, I imagine there's a lot of running around that people are going to be doing over the next few days, getting ready for the holiday this weekend. Right now, we take a live look at North Hills, which looks quiet right now, but it probably won't be quiet for too long. It is pretty out there. We're looking at mostly sunny skies. 28 is our temperature in the triangle. We do have a light wind out of the north at 3 miles per hour, but our winds are definitely lighter than they were this time yesterday and the day before. So right now, we're looking at wind speeds, 3 in Raleigh, 7 in Fayetteville, 3 in South Hill. So that's not much, but it doesn't take much to make it feel colder than it really is. It feels like 23 23 in South Hill, 24 in Rocky Mount, 24 in Raleigh and Durham. It is 23 in Southern Pines, and it feels like 22 in Fayetteville. So it's a chilly start out there. But we begin to see everything reversing this afternoon. Yesterday, the highs were in the low 40s. We'll see low 50s for this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Our temperatures will continue to climb and sort of level out in the 50s between now and the Christmas holiday. But toward the end of the holiday into, say, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we're tracking a system that could bring us rain. I'll show you what to expect coming up.
We're following some breaking news right now out of Wake Forest. I want to take you to Google Maps right now. We just got word from Wake County Schools that Heritage Middle, Heritage Elementary, and Heritage High Schools, they're all on lockdown. Again, you're looking at the Google Maps where all three schools are in basically the same location. We're getting word from the school that they were placed on a code yellow lockdown because of an unidentified person in the area and heavy police activity in the area of Heritage Middle, Heritage Elementary, and Heritage High School. You see all those properties there really in close proximity to each other. And what this means, code yellow means that the building is on lockdown, but students can go in between classes, but no one can come in or leave the school. That's what a code yellow lockdown means. It just means the entire building is locked down, but classes can still go on. Students can move about the school as well. Again, this is some police activity happening around Heritage Middle, Heritage Elementary, and Heritage High Schools. We'll keep monitoring the situation with any new developments and update you here in the WRAL Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. Following more breaking news, a six-month-old child is at UNC Medical Center this morning after being shot in Fayetteville. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is outside the hospital in Chapel Hill where that baby was airlifted.
That six-month-old baby is now in the hospital here in Chapel Hill. The two shootings, the man and the baby, have connections to the same location, but we'll get to that in a moment. Around 9:40 last night, police were sent to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville. That's where the man who was shot was being treated. The investigation led police to Nicky Avenue, and you should see that on the map on your screen. It's about 10 minutes away from the hospital in Fayetteville. When police got there, they found that six-month-old shot. We're working to get an update on the man and the baby's condition. We're also asking police if they know anything about a shooter or whether these two incidents were related. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
A person is on the run this morning after shooting a man in the face in Raleigh. This happened at an abandoned house on Old Wake Forest Road around 6:45 last night. Police believe both people were living inside that home. The man who was shot walked to a nearby shopping plaza where he was found by police. Officers had Old Wake Forest Road shut down during the investigation. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital. Police say they know who they're looking for, but they've been unable to track that person down. We're learning more this morning about a fire in Durham overnight. We first brought you the story as breaking news in the WRAL Live Center at 11. Fire crews responded to Laurel Drive for a report of a commercial structure fire. Turns out it was a garage on fire and flames spread throughout the building. The Durham Fire Department was able to knock that fire out in 10 minutes. No one was hurt.
And Donald Trump may not appear on ballots in Colorado after the state Supreme Court ruled to disqualify him over his role in the January 6th attack. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis responded by saying it is outrageous to see left-wing activists make a mockery of our political system by scheming with partisan state officials to remove presidential candidates from the ballot. He went on to say that he will introduce legislation to ensure any constitutional challenges go to the Supreme Court. The first of its kind ruling cited the 14th Amendment. The court put its decision on hold until January 4th to allow for appeals. Trump's personal lawyer said the ruling attacks the very heart of the nation's democracy.
Vivek Ramaswamy says he will withdraw his name from the Colorado ballot, and he's urging other GOP candidates to do the same. He says if they don't, they are, quote, tacitly endorsing this illegal maneuver.
And another of Trump's challengers in the primary, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, said, quote, the left invokes democracy to justify its use of power, even if it means abusing judicial power to remove a candidate from the ballot based on spurious legal grounds. SCOTUS should reverse.
Police are looking for the person responsible for shooting on Western Boulevard that left two people hurt. The shooting left a car riddled with bullets near the Bojangles during the busy lunch hour. Raleigh police had the road closed in both directions while they investigated. Three restaurants on Western Boulevard were blocked off with crime tape. Audio from radio traffic indicates a young man may have been the target in the shooting.
Lastly, fleeing behind the Bojangles, possibly a target of the shooter saying he was being shot at.
Two people hurt, a man and a woman. The woman was treated and released. The man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
A man is in custody this morning after crashing into a Wake County deputy's patrol car while fleeing from a traffic stop. This video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker here, it shows the chase began yesterday afternoon around 2 on Pede Road in Raleigh. It stretched into Durham, where 59-year-old Philip Spence was arrested. Authorities say Spence had an active warrant for his arrest on felony gun charges. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Oil prices are rising as an Iranian-backed militia is vowing to keep attacking ships in the Red Sea. Several companies, including BP, have halted traffic through those waters in response to the attacks by the Houthis. In recent weeks, the militia has hijacked and attacked multiple ships. Yesterday, during a visit to Bahrain, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the formation of a 10-nation coalition to defend the Red Sea. The Houthis have said they'll keep attacking ships until Israel ends its blockade of Gaza.
You'll see some long lines at the post office today. It is the last day that you can use ground shipping to get packages to their destination on time for Christmas. And today is also the deadline for FedEx one-day shipping. Friday is the last day for FedEx same-day shipping. USPS processing and distribution centers across the country expect more than 3 billion packages will be delivered by the end of the season.
I can tell you this is one of the busiest peak seasons I've ever seen at the Postal Service, and I've been here 30 years.
The Postal Service says it is ready for the challenge. It's added more staff and new technology to help workers to up their capacity to 70 million packages a day nationwide.
Starting next month, a new controversial law will go into effect for all Wake County public schools. The school board voted last night to align Wake schools with Senate Bill 49, also known as the Parents' Bill of Rights. The law deals with issues related to gender identity and sexual orientation. It requires schools to notify parents if their child asks to go by a different name or pronoun.
Today is a huge day for high school athletes. That's because it's National Signing Day, when they'll make their choices official for where they will play in college. It's an especially big day for the future of college football programs. Right now, according to 24/7 Sports, UNC has the 24th ranked recruiting class in the country. NC State is ranked 27th, and Duke is ranked 44th. That will all change with today's new commitments. Our WRL sports team will have full coverage of today's signings in our later newscasts.
Tonight's Powerball drawing could make you a big winner right before Christmas. The estimated jackpot is $572 million. You can watch the drawing on WRL right before our 11 p.m. news.
Coming up, a touching tribute after a little girl dies from complications of battling the flu. What her father had to say about how he plans to keep her memory alive.
And avoid winter break boredom. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan joins us with a list of activities to keep your kids entertained. And this very chilly morning will turn into a mild afternoon. We'll get into the 50s today. Just ahead, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let us know how long this warm-up will last. Welcome back. It is 8:43 as we take a live look at Pinehurst. That beautiful blue sky this afternoon might be a good day to get out on the course. At least it'll be warmer than yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. I bet we'll see a lot of folks on the ice skating rink too.
I bet they will. There are going to be so many people shopping, ice skating, getting outside, trying to enjoy some of this nice weather that we're going to see for the next several days. It is a cold start out there right now. This is a live look at Fitton and Cary. It's great for the ice, that's for sure. Temperatures have been feeling like 20s. It's 28 right now in the triangle. Our dew point's down around 18. Definitely cold enough for frost, but you may or may not have seen much out there on the grass or on your car this morning because it's so dry out there. Our temperatures climb into the low 50s for this afternoon. That's about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday and getting closer to normal for this time of year. But it's still a cold start out there. 23 in Southern Pines. The wind chill in Durham and Raleigh is 24. It's 24 in Rocky Mount. It is 23 degrees in Roxborough, and it feels like 22 in Fayetteville. So still dealing with chilly temperatures. As we get into the 9 and 10 o'clock hours, we should start to see that warming up a little bit. We are about 5 to 10 degrees colder this morning than we were this time yesterday. 51 for the high in Raleigh today and Durham and in Fayetteville. Our wind speed forecast much lower than the last several days. Yesterday and on Monday, we were looking at some fairly blustery conditions. Today, the wind's fairly calm, up to 5 miles per hour. We take a look at the DBAP. They're all ready for Woolies Winter Wonderland this evening. The gates actually open at about 3 o'clock. Temperatures will be in the low 50s, but falling quickly into the 30s as we get into the evening hours. But skies will be clear and the winds won't be too blustery. Notice the blue color contours there. That's where temperatures are below normal. Definitely feeling that this morning. But we do start to see some milder temperatures slipping on in. We may not see temperatures that much above normal, but of course yesterday was so much below normal that these changes should feel a bit more comfortable. Our normal low is 34. We're still going to see a cold start tomorrow morning at 27, but then we're at 34 on Saturday and into the upper 30s on Sunday and Monday. And that's significant because by the middle of next week, we may have a system that comes through. Looks like it's going to be way too warm for anything frozen. And it looks like we have about a zero chance for a white Christmas around here this year. Our normal high is 54. We'll be at 51 today. And then we're holding in the mid to upper 50s into the holiday and Monday, of course. Santa's arrival for Sunday night. Looking fine. We'll see partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the evening up until around midnight will be in the low 40s. A lot of folks will be headed out to Christmas services, and the conditions look just fine. Christmas Day itself will be mostly cloudy and mild at 58. It wouldn't be out of the question to see a sprinkle late in the day, but we'll have a much better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. We're watching the potential for another fairly potent system that could affect people's travel Tuesday into Wednesday. We'll be talking more about that coming up.
A family in Wilson wants you to know more about the flu after their little girl died from myocarditis brought on by the virus. Her father, Jerome Tillery, wrote in a post, "My daughter had a purpose, and I believe this is her shining her light, saying, 'Look, Daddy, I'm helping and saving other kids.'" Jasmine was diagnosed with the flu last Wednesday and then went into cardiac arrest the next day. Her family's GoFundMe page says she died after the flu led to viral myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart muscle.
The former president of St. Augustine's University has filed a complaint against the school, claiming a hostile work environment, including race and gender bias. Dr. Christine McPhail filed the complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She says the men on St. Augustine's Board of Trustees, quote, berated Dr. McPhail and her black female peers and devalued their opinions. McPhail was appointed as St. Aug's 13th president in 2021. Another lawsuit has been filed in federal court against the state's new voting maps. It focuses on all three sets of new voting maps for the state Senate, state House, and U.S. House. The NAACP claims Republican lawmakers drew the districts in ways that lessen the voting power of black communities. They are not asking the judge to delay the 2024 election. This challenge asks the court to order the maps be changed by 2026.
The holidays are here, and that means schools will be closed, but that doesn't mean you have to stay home. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has some ideas for keeping your kids busy and happy over winter break, Kathy.
That's the challenge. Some kids are already out. They're year-round schools, and they're out. Okay, so we've got kids who need things to do. Starting off tomorrow, a lot of kids will be off. Okay. What's going on in now and then through January? It's a long time to keep them busy. On WRL.com's family section, we have a great list of ideas to keep those kids very busy. First up, go to an ice skating rink. The rink at Red Hat Amphitheater is open through January 15th, and in Carrie's Fenton, Skate the Square, it's open through February 5th. Tickets for each include skate rentals, so that's a pretty great thing.
It's beautiful and it's popular. You see all the people there. That's amazing. What about when it's raining or it's just too cold to be outside?
Sometimes it's just too much and you know your kids got to go inside. So indoor playgrounds are a great option this time of year. Places like Big Air, Over the Moon Play Space, great options to get their energy out, but also climate controlled.
And what about free activities? Everybody
I'm all about
free.
The free stuff, yeah. You know, because it's a long time. You got these kids out. Visit your local library. A lot of libraries are offering story times during the week, even craft activities. Also, hit up the museums. We got some great museums, Museum of Natural Sciences and Museum of History. An afternoon of fun. Also, another idea, go on a mural tour in Raleigh or Durham. Just get in the car. We have a guide. You can drive around and go look for these amazing works of art. It's completely free.
I love it. All great ideas. And for a full list, you can go to WREL.com and search family. Thanks, Kathy.
Our teacher of the week knows he's making a difference in some way every day. WREL's Ryan Schrader goes to Roxboro to meet a teacher who says his students are learning lessons for life.
You go home.
When Jay Carmichael graduated from NC State with a history degree, his mom encouraged him to become a teacher.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do it or not. And she just stayed on me for that. Like, she stayed on me for lots of things growing up. And I decided to try it out. And thank God I did, because I love it. Like, I have a passion for it. I fell in love with it right away. And then
Carmichael's been teaching for 23 years at Person High School. He says students are learning lessons in his history classes that will resonate through life.
It'll come out later on what they get. They may think they don't appreciate it. They may think they're not learning anything, and then they'll discover it later on. And so the effect and the impact you have a lot of times doesn't come out until later. And I know that when I'm doing it.
It is no secret that many districts are having trouble attracting and keeping good teachers. Carmichael hopes more bright, passionate people will take up the profession.
And I can think back to the teachers I had that were really good teachers and made a difference in my life. I didn't know they were making a difference when I had them. I know they made a difference now.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
In Roxboro, I'm Brian Schrader, WREL News.
If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WREL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box. A family from Dunn is counting their blessing this holiday season after a very long 17 months. The Gaines family was finally able to bring their baby boy, Philip, home after all that time inside the NICU at UNC Children's Chapel Hill. It was the longest stay ever by a premature newborn there. Philip's mother shared what it means to finally be able to take him home just days before Christmas.
Just the thought of the three of us tonight, kind of when the dust has settled a little bit, just, you know, in our matching Christmas jammies and just holding our baby by the tree. It's an image that I've dreamed of since he was born.
One of the best gifts ever. Philip's mother went on to call the staff members at UNC Rec's family, referring to them as Philip's aunts and uncles. Our best wishes go out to the Gaines family and have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, that is so wonderful to see. I love it. Senators from three states, including ours, are standing in solidarity over a long-disputed piece of history. We're talking about the Wright brothers. Orville and Wilbur Wright were born in Indiana, worked for years in Ohio, and performed their famous flight on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. 120 years later, all three states still claim to be the birthplace of the first powered flight. Tuesday, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution sponsored by senators from all three states. It marks December 17th as Wright Brothers Day. It calls on people in all states to hold programs, ceremonies, and activities every year recognizing the Wright Brothers' achievement.
Southwest Airlines and the union representing the airline's pilots have reached a preliminary agreement on a new contract. This comes after 3 years of negotiating. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association board will evaluate the deal today to determine whether to officially okay the tentative agreement. The next step would be for the union's nearly 11,000 members to vote on the deal. A union spokesperson says the contract is worth $12 billion and money would be used to give pilots raises.
Airport security will soon look similar to self-checkout lines at the grocery store. The TSA has created a self-checkout-style security line. It allows pre-checked passengers to efficiently scan themselves and their bags. The goal is to keep the line moving by reducing contact, as well as the number of bags agents have to pick up and move around. The new technology will be tested in Las Vegas next month and rolled out to airports nationwide.
And before we go to break, we have a breaking update from Wake Schools. Heritage Elementary, Middle, and High School families are back under normal operations.